Blog Talk Radio.
Around, wonder why it is that I can swim, but I can't fly. I am counting pennies out and calls, staring at walls, stripped down, naked, soul socks and a bowl. I am calling foes, missing friends, watching lives and trying to find where the new lines begin. Crossing fingers, flipping cards, wonder why truth itself is the best lie. I am paying to lose, I'm paying to win, I'm paying with their fake prayers, but most of my so-called sins, I pay them so they don't, I pay them so they do, and for just a little more, I can say, deaf, dumb, blind, lost, and confused. Down for getting to sleep, I lose my head at least 5 days a week. I am chasing away woes and woes and girls who knows got the ball, forgot how to throw. I am trying to read the melody and know to wonder why heaven never flows. Settling walls, cause tomorrow I won't be here anymore.
Couldn't love you more than this, and this won't.
Mondays on At Home with Victoria, a new show that Michael Kay and I decided that we are going to start and do every single Monday. We have an extensive library of music from past guests, and also Michael is always getting entries for music in his inbox, and we decided that this was something that we wanted to do. So basically, it's less talk with he and I, but just focusing on the music. Michael, who were the two artists that we just listened to?
Well, we opened up with SJ Acoustic. You can text him at sjacoustic.com. And the second one was brand new worldwide debut by Drew Stevens and Greg Barnhill. It's the song that they wrote up last month in Nashville called Timeless Are Timeless the Days. I think the music has grown up so much in Drew that it was such a better, gentle song, not so much of the rock edge and stuff. I think it's just wonderful. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I do. I was actually posting on Facebook as Drew was singing the song as well as Greg, and I thought the same thing. I said, you know, this is a really different twist for Drew because we are so used to that sort of, you know, rock when it comes to him, which he does a great job with. But I like this side of him also. I mean, I think it's not only contemporary, you know, sort of as a female, it makes me feel all warm and fuzzy on the inside. The melodies are really nice, so I really, really like it, and I just want to thank Mike Cullop and also Drew, and for you also for making it happen, because that is an exclusive for us. So this is the first time that anyone in the world is hearing that song, so we're happy that we were able to make that happen on At Home with Victoria. Michael, so throughout the show, you've got a little bit of everything. We've got indie, alternative, pop, and plus we have a young lady who's an artist who's going to call in that we get to interview as well.
Absolutely. Jen Halverson, the lead singer from Hip Kitty, is going to be joining us a little bit later. She's the rock band out of Tennessee. Yeah, a lot of these artists are from Tennessee, and when I was doing the show, I was kind of wanting to point out from Tennessee, but so many genres. You know, you get such a nice blend of voices coming out of one music center, so I think it's fantastic. I see Michael Taylor Gray's up in chat. I want to thank him for joining us today. Very, very exciting to see him. And Vic, before we go into the next song, I want to mention, for the next news crunch, I would suggest that I put in the hopper, Sue Everhart from Georgia. She's the GOP chairwoman that warned that straight people might enter into fraudulent gay marriages to obtain the benefits. The Marietta Daily Journal reported on Saturday. You may be straight as an arrow. You may have a friend that is straight as an arrow. Say that you had a great job, blah, blah. She's basically saying that, you know, two straight guys would get married, a la very much the 2007 Adler Sandler movie. Now I pronounce you Chuck and Larry. So I know I don't even want to go into this. I just want to go ahead and say that I think you're going to like this topic for a news crunch. Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's I think it's great. It's going to be a great topic. We're also going to talk about the basketball player who basically, for all intents and purposes, cracked his leg in half, and just sort of talk about the coverage that CBS and all the other sports networks did as well. So that's going to be coming up in News Crunch, and we'll let you guys know the date and time and more about that. But back to some more music.
Absolutely. We're going to start this off with Preston Leatherman, then go into a little bit of Jesse Terry. So don't go away. Music Mondays continues after this.
About a quarter to nine, you can hear the boardwalk and the carnival ride. And it's much too early just to sit at home. But you only see thorns as he hands you a rose, as you lean on the hood of his car. His engine's warm, he's waiting for you. Tell me what you got to lose. It's so hard for you to believe something real. You're always counting on rain, like a snow's gonna fall. Oh, don't go inside, don't you play it dead, honey, let the blue skies go to your head. You see a flash of your childhood in its halogen light. You can picture him leaving without a goodbye. You gotta push that away, girl, or you'll never get out. And this cruel old world will keep crumbling down. You ain't always gonna be this young. His engine's warm, waiting for you. Tell me what you got to lose. It's so hard. Something real. You're always counting on rain, like a storm's gonna fall the same. Oh, don't go inside, don't you play it dead, honey, let the blue sky go to your head. Oh, 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 it's a long, hard fall. Oh, 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 you can't lose them all. Oh, you're always counting on rain, like a storm's gonna fall the same. Oh, don't go inside, don't you play it dead, honey, let the blue sky go to your head. Don't go inside, don't you play it dead, honey, let the blue sky go to your
back, everybody. You are listening to Music Mondays on At Home with Victoria, a new show that Victoria and Michael will bring you. And what we're hoping is that you guys kind of relax after a long day of being back to work on Monday. You turn the internet, your BlackBerry, your smartphone, or wherever you find us on, and you just kind of relax and listen and have us in the background as we play some fabulous music. And most of the music that you're hearing are from guests that have been on At Home with Victoria and also new guests that will be debuting on the show. And speaking of that, Michael, we got someone that we're going to be talking to tonight, right?
Yeah, we do. Jen Halverson from Hip Kitty is going to be joining us in a couple minutes and stuff. But I want to make mention, first song I play was Preston Leatherman with Whatever You Want. You can check him out at PrestonLeatherman.net. And second one was Jesse Terry, Let the Blue Skies Go to Your Head. Facebook.com/ Jesse Terry. That's what it is. So, I love Jesse Terry. I think he's the new Paul Simon. I think he's got that kind of little, jingle jangle to him, and he's just a sweet guy. He's actually just moved from New York back into Nashville, and he's got a bunch of new music coming into the pipeline. I tried to have him on tonight, but he just got home yesterday, and his wife said that if he books anything for the next 3 days, she's just going to leave him. So I had to default to not breaking up a marriage and having Jesse on, but he sends us our love and everything. So fantastic tunage.
Yeah, that is wonderful, and I just want to let you guys know, because when Michael Taylor Gray, who is listening and also joining us tonight for our our premiere show inside the chat room had mentioned that he liked the song Drew Stevens. So what Michael and I are going to do, and we're actually going to try to do, is inside the chat room, as we're listening to the artist, we'll actually write their name as well as the song. So if you're interested, after the show is over, you can go Google them or check them out on Facebook. And pretty much I would say most of them are going to have fan pages, and a lot of them are on CD Baby, Reverb, and Michael and the different musical websites. So guys, you'll definitely be able to find them as well. But yeah, his sound is really, really kind of lighthearted, but and kind of folksy, like you said, very much like Paul's music. So he sounds really good too. But I just think it's great because you've got a little bit of everything, and I like, Michael, when you noted that pretty much a large portion of the musicians and the music that we're listening to tonight actually come out of Nashville. So I always thought when I hear Nashville, I just strictly think country. So this is an education for me tonight that that's not necessarily the case, because they're all different sounds of music and genre that we're hearing on Music Mondays tonight.
Yeah, SJ is the only one. Actually, he was from Miami. He opened the show, actually. So he's Miami-based, but him and what's his name, the cute guy, Joshua Stedman, have been doing a lot of stuff, too, both together and separate, so they're going to be coming back on the show, too. I'm so excited for this season, Vic. It's going to be laden with brand-new talent, but let's not talk about this anymore. Let's go ahead and play some more music. Jen Halverson from Hip Kitty will be joining us, hopefully, in a little while, so let's start off with some of her music. This is Hip Kitty on This Side of Heaven. Music Mondays continues after this.
The only thing it can resist is temptation, and I don't want to let you down again. My black cloud unforgiven.
You're all I've got, warm inside of heaven.
on Music Mondays. Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You rocking it out in this song that we've been listening to.
Thanks so much. It's kind of crazy to call in and hear yourself singing on the other line.
Say hi to Michael.
Hey, Jenny. So glad you could go ahead and join us and stuff. Wanted to go ahead and bring our listeners a little bit of old school rock, especially coming out of Tennessee. But, Jen, thank you so much for joining us on Almost Victoria tonight. I know your time is limited, but I do want to go ahead and mention from the bottom of At Almost Victoria's Hearts, thank you for touring in Afghanistan. How was that experience for you? How long were you guys gone for?
We were gone for about 3.5 weeks, and it was an amazing experience. I always say when we're doing these military tours, I always feel like we end up getting more out of it than we could ever give to the servicemen. You know, I mean, just to be able to see and experience a little bit of what it is that they're doing is so amazing. But we had a blast, and we're ready to go back. So if they want to send us, we're ready to go.
Wow. Vic, wouldn't you be frightened if we had to do it in a Homeless Victoria from Afghanistan, a live remote?
Well, you know, I don't think that I would actually, maybe just a little bit, but I think I would feel really good about it because, you know, we got our American men and women over there. They're very capable, I think, of taking care of us just like they did Jen as well. Jen, I wanted to ask you, what was the environment like for you over there?
Very welcoming. I mean, obviously being, you know, the holidays when we were over there, it was just more of just an experience to have a taste of home for them, I think, and a little bit of something different from their normal routine. So they were just real receptive, and we had a great time. I mean, I think the coolest thing that we get to experience is when they get to tour and kind of show us what it is that they're doing. You can tell that they take a lot of pride in their job. And so for them to have the opportunity to just kind of showcase what it is that they're doing over there, you can tell that they really enjoy that, and we really enjoy it too, because it's really pretty cool stuff, you know.
Yes.
No, it would have to be, and I'm sure you couldn't feel safer. Actually, I guess my logic is now kicking in and everything. So yeah, I think it's fantastic what you and Hip Kitty did. Very much. Say hi to Renata, please, before I forget. And what is Hip Kitty doing now? What's in the hopper for you guys?
We are in full swing to get our next record done. Actually, right now we're in rehearsal. We start on Friday going in the studio. So that's the big thing that we're working on right now.
Wow. Well, make sure to go ahead and send me some teasers along the way so we can go ahead and add to our Hip Kitty catalog.
Oh, absolutely. I'm excited. These songs are just, well, you know, you're excited anytime you go in the studio and record new songs. Every song you write, you're like, oh, this is so awesome. This is my favorite one. And then you write another one, and it's like, oh, this is my favorite one. But that's a good feeling to have.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
Who does the majority of the writing for Hip Kitty? I know it's pretty much split
up. I do all the lyric writing, pretty much.
You do all the lyric?
I guess it's more of a, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm being the singer, you know, it has to come for me, I guess, maybe my viewpoint more easily. The guys shout out some ideas every once in a while with lyrics, but for the most part, I write all the lyrics. And the music is, we all kind of have songs here and there that we've written on. Majority is mostly Mike and I. And that might be just the fact that we're married and we live together, and so therefore we have more time to write together.
Right.
But
right.
That's the way it works out.
I wanted to mention. Yeah, go ahead
I'm
now.
I'm sorry, Michael.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'm looking at your website on Reverb Nation right now, and I've been looking at some of the press comments of Music News Nashville and what different press folks are saying, and you've got some really good press in terms of what folks are writing about you, about, you know, really good sort of rock and roll, but at the same time, it's a mix of old school but with a little bit of attitude with it. So congratulations on the good press.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, it's always good to get good press. Somebody said it doesn't matter. Press is good no matter how you get it, but I always like good press.
Absolutely. And plus, Vic, I think it's good, too, because, Jen, I will have to say, darling, you're stunning. I love the new bangs. I know you didn't copy the first lady, but the bangs are working on you, girl, and pretty as a pinch. Absolutely. Let's get back to the music.
You know, she definitely copied me with the bangs. I mean, I got that done, and I don't know. Everybody's just followed suit, so I think I totally started this trend.
You are the new Rachel, is what you are, Jen. This is Hip Kitty with Over My Head. More with Music Mondays when we get back with Jen Halverson from Hip Kitty. Don't go away. I Am In Over My Head, but not Jen Halvorsen, because she sings like a Tupac, I'm telling you, girl. Such wonderful tunage.
I like that.
You are. You're the prettier Tupac and the one that's alive. So let me ask you this real quickly. I'm getting some emails and stuff. What's it like working with your husband all the time? Some emails I'm getting, Debbie Los Angeles, Charlize in Nebraska, they would kill their husbands if they had to work with him too. So you must get along well with Mike.
We do. We get along very well, and we're both very passionate about our music and our work. And sometimes I think that's more of a benefit, but sometimes it does. It gets hard. Like, we have to just have times where we just say, you know what, we're shutting this down and we're not talking band, and that's very, very hard because we're both really, you know, obviously passionate about what we do, but I would much rather have it that way, you know, I mean, especially with doing the Armed Forces touring and getting to see, you know, people who are separated from their spouses for so long at a time, and really for a lot of musicians, I mean, you know, that's how it is, so I look at it as a benefit, and I'm very fortunate, I like it.
I'm so happy to hear that. And you got to strike when the iron is hot, and you guys are very, very hot right now. Jen, go ahead and let us know again where we can go ahead and find you. I know you're on Facebook. I know you're on Reverb Nation, reverbnation.com/hipkitty. Where else can we find you?
Our main site is hipkittyband.com, and that's got all the different sites on it. And I definitely want to push our YouTube channel because we've just recently kind of started that. Pushing that with some new videos as far as, and if you want to get a taste of new songs, we've also got some of some little clips on there as well. So that's just YouTube. You can search Hip Kitty and you'll find our channel and all that stuff.
Fantastic. Jen, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I really want to thank you for taking the time out. I know you guys are very, very busy right now, but just huge love to you and the band. And like I said, Renata and At Home with Victoria is your home too. You know the spiel. You've been here before. So please come back with some new music. We're waiting anxiously.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure talking to you guys. God bless.
Thanks, Jen. God bless.
Take care.
And everybody, that was the one and only Jen from Hip Kitty. And it's interesting because we have a guest in the chat room at Michael Taylor Gray. So as soon as, you know, that voice and that music comes on, it literally, you just start tapping your toes and you just get excited. And, you know, they just do such an amazing, amazing job. And I, again, want to let everybody know, I've been trying to keep up as much as possible. But I have put all of the artists that we have played tonight, their websites, inside the chat room. So feel free to go beyond the show and listen to some of their music. They all tour. You know, perhaps they'll be touring in a city or a town near you, so go out and support them because they are local artists who are out there making a contribution and doing, Michael, what they really like to do, simply put, and that's just play music.
And doing it all for the way they like it. You know, I like to call it, you know, independent music for the independent mind. So maybe I should use that as a tax line. That's actually not bad at all. I just came up with that. Can you believe it? My God, it's a gift from God, Victoria.
You just have to remember it now.
I have to write it down because I will forget it sure as crap in 30 seconds.
Anyways. And of course, Michael Taylor Gray is listening. So, Michael, if you remember MTG, you remind us. But go ahead, Michael.
Absolutely. No, and Michael Taylor Gray says he's going to start a generic rock band called Hip Replacement Kitty, which I think is brilliant on so many levels. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and close out the first Music Monday show with Chase Goring with In Love. This is a little ginger coming out of, again, Nashville. It's amazing, these people, Vic. But this is a song from me to you. I don't think you've heard it because I think when Chase was on, you were actually skiing. So this is going to be good to know. But Vic, what did you think of the first Music Mondays?
My goodness, it flew by so fast. And I think it was great. And like Michael and I have been kind of talking back and forth to each other, I said it really should be less of us and more of the music. So I think that we have been able to accomplish that tonight, to listen to some good music. So again, I hope you guys like what we're doing. It's called Music Mondays. And Michael, you are back again and me on Wednesdays, because now we have Web Wednesdays. And we're going to talk to a blogger and talk to folks on a different web show. Then we've got News Crunch. So pretty much we've been working up to having a show every single night. And Fridays, we've decided that we're going to take sort of a favorite show from Monday through Thursday and replay it Friday night. So At Home with Victoria is expanding, and we're excited about it.
Absolutely. Chase Goring, In Love, Victoria, I love you. And to all
I
of
love
those,
you.
Including Michael K., Michael Taylor Gray, we love you too. And thanks to the guests for joining us tonight. So we're going to end with Chase Goring, In Love. Good night, everybody.
I'm in love. I'm in love.
An interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelly Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.